Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you that we have this time to share together, studying your word, learning more about you and your ways, learning more about your son Jesus and what he provided for us in the way of grace. So today as we study, we ask that once again your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, so that we might be pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Flesh Persecuting the Spirit, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 29. Paul has declared those who believe in Jesus Christ as the children of promise. We are among that group if we believe in, trust in, rely upon, and cling to Jesus Christ. The Galatian church members had been persuaded by Judaizers that they should follow the law of God in addition to believing in Jesus. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 29, Paul continues to show the difference between the law of God and grace. He wrote, "But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now." We learned in earlier verses that Isaac was Abraham's child of promise, whereas Ishmael was Abraham's child of his handmaid. From that time forward, a battle has ensued. Paul said, "But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit." Isaac was a divine work of God's Spirit, and his birth was only because God restored the time of life to Abraham and Sarah. Ishmael was a work of Abraham's flesh. When Sarah suggested that he have relations with her handmaid Hagar, it was Abraham's attempt to fulfill the promise of God in the flesh. The result was a warring faction between the flesh and the Spirit. And the results of this are seen even today. Paul continued, "Even so it is now." There's a war going on. The works of the flesh are constantly battling against the Spirit. The flesh nature of mankind continually desires to fulfill itself. And when the Spirit of man comes against it, there is war. Paul's allusion to this battle shows the difference between attempting to keep the law of God and allowing for the grace of God to be. Man's efforts through the flesh to keep the law come up short. However, Jesus, by walking in the Spirit, kept the law and fulfilled all righteousness. In other words, the law cannot be kept by the flesh, so the flesh battles or persecutes the spirit of man. Are we not like ones who are in a battle every day, especially if we are walking in a relationship with Jesus? Our flesh cries out for one thing, and our spirit cries out for the opposite. The battle within us is much like the battle of which Paul speaks. And those who are wise will realize that we cannot keep fellowship with God by our own efforts, but we must rely upon His glorious grace to keep us there. It is God's Spirit working out His promise in us that keeps us close. And may He ever win this battle by His Spirit and by His grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Next time, Paul shows us what we are to do with the flesh. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.